to the Nutramedical Report live for Thursday, and we have Stan Dale. Lots of information to cover, so we're going to jump right into the program. Website is standeo.com, S-T-A-N-D-E-Y-O.com. Stan, start off with the latest breaking news.
Well, Bill, it's hard to know where to start, but we've been getting a lot of information in to our email address here for the website and some phone calls from people living in the Arkansas region and elsewhere along the New Madrid Fault Line in Tennessee and upward from there. And we've been getting some phone calls and emails from people kind of south and west of the Yellowstone National Park where the Great Caldera is. Now, these people are reporting movements of government cars, vehicles, and personnel that are a little bit alarming. I can't get an official confirmation of this, obviously, but take, for instance, the Yellowstone National Park thing. Now, you know that it's been like half a million years since it erupted like it did before, several times before that, with about the same period. And every time it erupted, especially the last time, it threw up ash balls of that silicate glass stuff that kills your lungs. It threw up ash balls that went as far east as the New Madrid Fault Line, the Mississippi River. It covered Colorado as well on the extremity of it because it's kind of an elliptical shape ash deposit. Now, the movement reporting we're getting is showing that on the northwestern side of the caldera at Yellowstone, that they've been running a lot of tests, drilling holes, and looking for, I think, probably what I would call a harmonic tremor, which occurs when the plasma or the magma plume comes up from the thing that makes a volcano. And that's a new area. That's something new. There were a lot of earthquakes reported there that were on the Internet because we get the immediate feeds from the USGS feeds. But since about the 2nd of February, they've been starting to delete those earthquakes. As soon as a, quote-unquote, human geologist reviews the data, they delete it. And if you look at where they're being plotted, it corresponds to some of the reports we're getting from residents that say, no, there's something going on here. Even the buffalo are moving out of that area. So I don't know whether it's going to be just a kind of like a Yellowstone geyser type thing, Old Faithful, whether it's going to be a slow leak of the magma. I doubt it. I think that if it does go, it will be a blow. But there is something going on there, and they're not telling you the truth. We had one lady that actually wrote to the USGS and said, why are you turning off or deleting your earthquake reports from that area? And they said, oh, well, look, it's quite easy to explain. There's been a lot of ice that's collected on the sensors there, and so they're giving false readings.
That's pretty funny. False.
Oh, that's huge. False readings all over the park, especially centered in that area, and they're giving false readings like a truck is bouncing off the top of it. Yeah, right. So it's ice, my goodness. Anyway, then how do they explain what they've been doing over in Arkansas? There's been a huge number of quakes. In fact, if you look on my website, it's Today's Show Images. Down toward the very bottom of the page, there are pictures of Google Earth shots of earthquakes on the planet. And you'll see when you enlarge the one on the right that Arkansas has had a huge number of quakes, as has Oklahoma. In Arkansas, it's in a little tiny zone that you can hardly tell, but it's there's a little dark rectangle under it, and they're saying that the locals are telling everybody that the gas company, oil or gas drilling and that kind of stuff is making these 3.5 type earthquakes, lots of them. And we've been getting lots of them in the last 24 hours, and, of course, lots of them being deleted as really not an earthquake. I guess it's ice over in Arkansas, too. Anyway, there is something going on. The military has been doing emergency response tests along the New Madrid. You've heard about the FEMA purchase of a lot of meals to handle millions of people in an emergency for a couple of weeks. Then they canceled the order, and then we heard that they replaced it somewhere else, but now there's a four-state alert going on to do a practice drill for a major New Madrid fault line release. Now, all of these things may be connected together. It may be something else. I mean, they've been asking for waterproof body bags, you know, to put bodies in so that, I don't know, I guess contaminants can't leak out before they can bury the people. But they're talking about massive death that they're expecting from something. Now, I know that if I were in charge of the government, I would probably do the same thing they're doing and try to keep an official lid on it, but let stuff leak out so that people who are aware and listening and looking for these things could make their own emergency preparations. Look, we just got an order yesterday, a big book order from South Carolina, from a a emergency response group that, you know, their officialdom. And they're using Holly's book, getting it out to the people quick to help people get set up for what's coming, people and businesses, both. So there's something going on, and it's, you know, if you prepare for it and it doesn't happen the way we talk about preparing, you can eat the food, use the medicine, drink the water that you put away, all that kind of stuff, over the period of time anyway. And nothing's getting cheaper these days, so it's not a bad recommendation for you to get yourself prepared. The warnings are there. The New Madrid thing, that fault line goes right down the Mississippi River into the Gulf, and we've been getting reports on that, too, that the oil and gas taken out of the Gulf of Mexico has weakened the formations by leaving voids down that they haven't refilled. And if that fault line goes down and hits that, it could cause a major collapse in the Gulf, causing tsunamis along the coastal waters, you know, the coast along the Gulf of Mexico. So that's kind of pressing. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, Dr. Bill.
So, yeah, it is very pressing. So what we have a situation now is that there's suppression of data. There's increasing difficulty with getting new predictive data that's going to tell us if there's going to be a major quake. I think when you were on last week, Stan, you were suggesting that major changes to the gravitational and geomagnetic field may be preceding a possible major quake in the southern hemisphere. Do you have any new test sites and ability to kind of predict what's going on? Because I just got a space weather report as well that there is a major new zone of the sun that's become very active on space weather.
Yes, Holly's got a link to that under our photo of the day, number one, and I've got a link on the images page today. It is a huge solar flare moving around. They think a portion of it may be Earth effective, in other words, interfering or helping, as the case may be, ham radio communications and things like that. But they're expecting more coming from this area as it gets around in an Earth-facing direction, which could be really geo-effective. So it is something to watch.
We know that these trigger off earthquakes and volcanoes, too, because when it rings the Earth, that transfer of energy has an effect on the Earth's plasma and convection fields in the mantle as well.
You know, I'd forgotten about that, but back in the days when I was allowed to use the Naval Observatory data off of Monterey, California, I did see when we had a massive Earth-directed solar flare that did hit us, that it made a huge ball of infrared energy appear up in the northwestern, like above Japan part of the Pacific, and it appeared there for 24 hours, then it disappeared. Then it reappeared over near the South Atlantic anomaly in the Atlantic Ocean the next day. So that kind of energy does affect our temperature and our magnetic field and all those kind of things. And it bounces around in there for days after it actually hits. So if we get a really big thump, it will go bouncing around like that. And if those thermionic zones or those electrical zones, magnetic zones that are affected, do hit near our major power grids, they could bring down large sections of power grids here or any other country that it hits. So it is serious.
So we're moving into a cycle that they predicted should have more sunspots, but solar cycle 24 is starting to really ramp up. Zone 1158, which is bigger than Jupiter, is very active. With your new testing sites, and I know after doing a number of radio shows, which you have posted up on Stan.AO, you have many more test sites, over 100 now, I guess. What kind of results do you expect this data to help you predict different kinds of activity?
Well, Bill, I want to thank you first off because you were the first one to announce to people that I was doing that over your show. And we did get after the show a lot of people emailing in and even calling in wanting to help. And is that a break coming up?
It is a break, but we continue. We want to have those people that are involved all listening closely, and they can get information on how to help with doing proper testing so we get high-quality data to help Stan do some analysis and prediction of what this means to the planet Earth. So we'll be back in just a moment with Stan Dale, standale.com. Stay tuned.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976. If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organica-Seed.com. At Organica-Seed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stan, and you've a tremendous amount of information to cover, Stan, so let's continue, please.
All right, Bill. We were talking, what were we talking about just before we went to break?
We were talking about the solar activity, the basically government action around Arkansas, New Madrid Fault, the increased geological activity under Yellowstone, activity
the
all over the world.
Pole shift test, were we? Were we talking about the pole shift test?
Yeah, the pole shift test, yeah. In fact, you mentioned that we announced this a little over a week ago about the pole shift test. Now you've got a number of other sites Are you getting, you need obviously more. How do they get involved? How do they produce reliable data so that you can start collating this together and actually figuring out what does it mean?
Well, Bill, at this point, I've kind of put a lid on accepting any more testers because we got swamped with it. And if you can imagine trying to deal with the questions of 100 different testers in different countries. In fact,
oh, yes. That must be overwhelming.
Yeah, the guy in Russia, and I've got one or two or three actually in China, they're stuff I have to translate with Google Earth to try to understand what they're, you know, with Google.
Exactly, yeah. But hopefully you have somebody technically advanced enough that they can follow you and do the simple test reliably.
Oh, it is. It is a simple test. And look, we've got a whole classroom of kids over in Pennsylvania. Their teacher said, look, these are, you know, 15, 16-year-old high school students, and they'd like to participate in this. So we've put them on board as well. So,
That's good.
But we're finding some results already, Bill. There's been maybe 13 of the 100 guys have already put up their equipment and done the test, and we're finding that the results that I got in 2008 when I tested in the Southern Hemisphere and up here myself with only two or three test points, we're finding that the orientation of the atoms of everything on the Earth, at least on the surface, has flip-flopped 180 degrees. They're turned upside down according to what we got in 2008 versus what we're getting now. And so I've even gotten some tests from New Zealand and South Africa, which are showing variations in the alignment of our atoms in these wires that occur over a 2 or 3 day period. And I'm trying to relate that to solar activity, which is what you mentioned earlier in the show. Maybe this is the effect that's causing it, but something is really flip-flopping some of our results. And I've had people repeat tests and send me photos of the tests as it's going on, so I can be sure they're doing it right. So there's something that we're measuring there that does indicate, and I believe this is true, a change in our spin axis, which is a polar shift that people talk about. The magnetic field does change normally, does drift around up in the North Pole region, maybe 40 kilometers a year, but it's even faster now, and it's 10 times faster at the North Pole than it is at the South Pole.
Really? Something is
really going on, and I guess I'm an unofficial leak somehow or another, you know, because I'm getting data from a lot of places that I can't confirm. So I'm sharing with you with that proviso saying, you know, that caution saying, okay, guys, I haven't verified everything that I've got, but I'm telling you why I think this and what supporting evidence I can get from earthquake maps. And in fact, we've just put up on the show images a picture of the Yellowstone ashfall area from the last time. And I was wrong. It wasn't 500,000 years ago. It was 640,000 years ago, or 630,000 years ago.
Yeah, 2/3 of a million. Wow.
Yeah. Well, yeah, give or take 100,000. I mean, but anyway, we seem to be overdue on that chart, but that could be overdue by 1,000 years or 10,000. However, something is afoot now then up there, and, you know, that eruption may happen again sooner than we thought. So it would behoove people to at least make some emergency preparations if they're in the immediate fallout zone, which does show on this map, if you look at it, it's well laid out to show how far south and east and even west into Washington State it goes, into Oregon and California.
How far west into Oregon does it go in California?
All of Oregon, all of California, all of Nevada, out into the water, and it also takes in about 85% of Idaho and about the lower third Washington State.
What about New Mexico and Colorado?
Click on the map. Just go to the show images and you'll see.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, Colorado's clobbered if it goes as far again. New Mexico, Arizona, Texas, and beyond into Mexico. It stops at just around halfway in Arkansas.
Wow.
And you can see.
That's a huge area.
Oh, look. And the ash that comes out of this is a kind of glass or silicate ash, which gets into your lungs, irritates the lungs, and takes bacteria in with it, which causes a pneumonia-type infection, and you die.
Yeah, that's what happened to a lot of horses that were outside after the Plinian volcanoes blew up in Iceland a little over a year ago.
Right. Okay. And yeah. In fact, you're looking at another one there, too, at the moment. But
right.
Everywhere on the planet is active, and I can't remember last time, did I tell you about the expanding Earth theory?
Yes, we were talking about that very briefly, but you can expand on it today.
Okay, well, I've put the links up again for your listeners to look at the Neil Adams animations of how you can see how the Earth has expanded at some time catastrophically from where its original size up to about 20 to 25% bigger in diameter than it was. And
right.
it stretched the surface. Now, if we're undergoing whatever caused that in the last expansion, which I think may have been at around 1500 to 2500 B.C., I'm dating this on the biblical account of a guy named Peleg, because his name in Hebrew means the time of the earth's dividing.
Right.
So, as we said before, but if that is about to happen again catastrophically, then you can see why they're concerned about Yellowstone, New Madrid, New Zealand. In fact, if you look, I've got a New Zealand link up there today, which is the second row down on the right. Their scientists are already predicting a big volcanic eruption is overdue for New Zealand. And there have been many of us that have had dream visions of that very thing in New Zealand, North Island, in what is called Lake Taupo, which is the water that's filled the caldera there, when it last erupted in 185 A.D., erupting, sending up so much ash into the atmosphere that on the northern hemisphere in China, the Chinese astronomers recorded 3 days of darkness from the ash from that eruption. So we've got a real threat if the planet is expanding again. And there are, I mean, the tectonic plate drift theory and all that kind of stuff is fixing to ramp up real quick. If you look at Chile, on the earthquakes I've got there, on the left side of the map, you can see in the last 14 months how many quakes Chile has had, and that's the hot spot on the planet, right on the plate tectonic border.
So basically, we're seeing a Peleg type of event, which means things that people have been fearful, and many people have kind of spoken over decades now prophetically of the idea that the New Madrid Fault would open a giant waterway for the Great Lakes of the Gulf of Mexico, that California and some of these other areas would become a series of peninsulas and islands, and that large areas that are below sea level, such as Nevada and Arizona, would actually be covered by water.
Yeah, and I think that we're going to be looking at a catastrophic drop-off of landmass reaching up into northern Arizona so that water flows between the first, second, and third mesas of the Hopi Indian. They told us that by prophecy. That means that the water level has to rise a mile, 5,280 feet, or a chunk has to fall off in that portion of America lower down so that it's lower down closer to where the real sea level is. But that is definitely a possibility. Now, that Canterbury earthquake down in New Zealand, new fault opened up, stretching down there. That's what caused that big earthquake down in New Zealand a couple days ago.
That was actually a brand new fault, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing analysis. Back in a moment with more with Stan Deo. Visit standeo.com, get all the preparedness materials, order the DVDs, find out what's really happening. Back in a moment.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And we're back with Stan. Stan, there's lots of, obviously you're not setting times here, but you're trying to gather better and better data. Obviously this fits in perfectly with the biblical issues, and the quotes right through the Old Testament that talk about the earth shaking and moving like a hut, and every island and every mountain moved out of its place. That means pole shift, which both Einstein believed and some of his cohorts at the time, 60, 70, 80 years ago. So this is really not new information, but now what you're showing is your geomagnetic test is indicating that some of the early changes of pole shift beyond the magnetic field, magnetic pole changes are actually in progress as we speak.
Yes, and I wish I could be more specific about when or which events are going to come first and how bad.
Yeah,
but I can't.
We don't want to conjecture anyway.
It's irresponsible to do that.
Yeah, I think also the fact is that people need to be prepared for disasters anyway, and FEMA really can't do it. They just need they can organize resources that are already there in place. And that means individual responsibility to be prepared and also to be out of harm's way. Don't be living on a fault line. Don't be downwind of Yellowstone. Don't be sitting right by the New Madrid Fault and expecting your days are going to be prolonged if you don't heed the warning, just like people that were around Mount St. Helens and they kind of were getting TV reports and kind of blowing it off, thinking, I'll be fine, no problem at all, and they weren't fine.
Yeah.
So, where's this data bringing us? Let's say in the next couple of months, because it appears from the rumbling occurring under the Icelandic volcanoes, Eyjafjallajökull, Ketla, and Hekla. These do this periodically in a certain chain, almost like kettle drums. We have these big earthquakes that now the force 9-7 or greater earthquakes are happening at an increasing pace and intensity. And we also are seeing geomagnetic changes. And you mentioned something about this before, that the new magnetic imaging indicates that we could see this precede some of these major quakes as well.
Say that in a shorter question. I got lost somewhere in here.
For example, the magnetic field link that you have posted up, that's a Japanese magnetic satellite that looks at the magnetosphere. It looks like before each of these major earthquakes that occurred in the last 10 years, you could see serious magnetic field changes occur just before the quake hit.
Well, that one I've got posted up there is coming off that Japanese simulation, which is using a supercomputer to take the data from all the satellites we've got out there and combine them together to get these images of the Earth's magnetic field. And what you're seeing there in that image I've got up on the screen in the show images for today is a very kind of anomalous-looking magnetic field, because normally it's that the blue lines flare out up and down in that picture and are all confused and twisted around. But this is very much like nothing is happening to it. Nothing is disturbing the field, and it's closing in on itself. It's a perfect egg shape. So it is so unusual. I've had a number of people who follow these things email me to say, you better have a look at this. Something is up with our magnetic field. And again, because this particular type of analysis has to do with the solar wind, it may be that that is the function that is affecting this, because the solar wind has been weakening, and we haven't had as many sunspots in this cycle as we wanted. But then all of a sudden, we're getting a burst of energy all kind of crammed into a very short space, which is quite disturbing. So if people can go to that Japanese site, I don't think I've got the link up on it yet, but if you look at the big picture, you can see the search words to look for. It might behoove them to keep an eye on that daily, because you can get daily prints and archives for the last two or three days from that site. So definitely something is afoot with our magnetic field, because we're tied to the sun. Everything is tied together in the solar system. There's just no islands.
Yeah, it seems also that these major solar changes, including solar mass ejections and coronal mass ejections and solar storms, ring the bell of the Earth and actually transfer energy that can trigger off some of these big quakes, etc. And so the most dangerous times, and you've had one of the best prediction ratios with the naval satellite data up to a couple of years ago. You're using that data to determine the piezoelectric energy plasma release along fault lines under oceanic water, and you could actually predict it pretty more accurate than anybody else I know. The earthquake patterns.
Well, I could, and Holly, I even visited the supercomputer there at the Fleet Numerical Meteorological Center for the U.S. Navy at Monterey, and they were kind enough to give us a private tour in there and to talk with the programmers. But when they cut off our data stream, they said the project that we were using, which was showing the variation in sea surface temperatures and some other satellite data piled onto it, that project had been closed because they set up a new satellite array in the sky, and therefore they rewrote software for that satellite array, and it didn't include, you know, letting a public version of the sea surface temperature anomalies come out. So that was a long-winded way for them to say, sorry, but you can't have any more. We're going to a better system, and it's classified.
Yeah, that's also kind of clever. Recently we heard that the WISE satellite data is now no longer available. They shut it off or put it into silence. And they've also classified that all near-Earth or object information is now considered top secret, so the public doesn't have access to near-Earth object satellite data like the streams of before as well.
Well, you know, I can believe that. And again, it's hard to get angry at the government, because I would be hard-pressed to not do what they're doing myself. I firmly believe, and I think you do in your heart of hearts, that they're leaking information to show hosts like yourself unofficially, so that you can put the word out unofficially, it may or may not happen type thing, but those people who are aware and seeing the signs put two and two together and do as you are saying repeatedly, get prepared.
Exactly, and preparation should be anyway. If you're living in southern Florida, for example, you should be ready for a hurricane all the time with water, food, etc. And if you're in a fault line zone, you should be prepared to, you know, where's your run and go pack? Do you have these things ready? We've seen lots of advanced warning. It's like living near Mount Etna in Italy or Vesuvius.
Yeah.
When you hear it rumble, you know that something's going to happen.
Well, you do, and I'm sure that many of your listeners remember stories in the news that, like in the last few years, when a big hurricane is announced going to strike Florida somewhere, that people suddenly realize, well, I better have some extra provisions, so we'll just rush on down to the gas station and down to the supermarket, and we'll buy what we need. And in 2 days, everything, including spinach in cans, is taken off the shelves by these people panic buying. And water goes for like $10, $15 a gallon after the hurricane wipes out the fresh water supply and power for a while.
Right.
But, you know, you think once that happens, and this is not unusual in Florida, once that happens that you say, oh, well, I guess I better be prepared for the next one and have my boards ready for the windows and my provisions. But no, I just shake my head. I don't know what's wrong with these people.
Yeah, it is disturbing. And I tell people, if you've been listening to our show or all the any shows like you do many different interviews, or go to your website and just start preparing. Get Holly's book on Dare to Prepare. Start just doing things, having a home garden, doing a little bit every month, and you're eventually going to get yourself ready. Right now, unfortunately, the pace has to be speeded up, because if you didn't start 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 years ago, you're going to be in a bit of a panic state, because I think some big events are going to happen in the next few years, and I'm not going to put a timeline on it, but I think we're very likely to see in the next, I'd say, 2 to 5 years, a major quake along the California-San Andreas fault line and across the New Madrid. And I'd say New Madrid's number one and California's number two.
Yeah, you're probably right on that. I don't even know that it's going to be that many years out.
It could be even sooner. I don't even want to, say it's going to be in the spring, because we know that equinoxes and lunar or solar eclipses, and when there's a major solar mass ejection, that it can trigger it off. And, of course, we now also have the evidence that you talked about before about the approaching nemesis dwarf star, the brown dwarf, that is probably a factor as well, and returns, as the Bible says, every 3,600 years, and probably occurred at the time of Thera, destroying the Minoan civilization, and also be a factor in the exodus of the Hyksos, or the Hebrews. So
history is going to repeat itself if we don't do something.
Yeah, I think we're basically at the same position as the ancient Hebrews. Maybe a new exodus is going to happen. Back in a moment with Dan Dale.
Up until now, we have been losing the war. The war on multi-drug-resistant superbugs that have emerged due to the overuse of traditional antibiotics. It's time to start winning with Alimax from NutraMedical.com. Alimax kills all disease-causing bacteria, viruses, parasites, and pathogens. It prevents illness and reverses disease, saving limbs and lives. Alimax, AliUltra, and AliMed capsules and liquid, and Alimax cream all contain stabilized allicin, never before available. Allicin is the most powerful, plant-derived universal killer of all pathogens, with no drug resistance, and totally safe for both topical and oral application. AliMed is made with the world's only stabilized allicin extract. Read more and order AliMax from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutraMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're back with Stan Dale. And Stan, we're just talking about the very probable connection. We did an emergency report on our TV channel with DK11 on the weekend between the Gulf of Mexico BP oil disaster and the ocean floor and the connection to fault lines running directly into the New Madrid system. Can you give us, we've had sources on the inside as well as BK11 that have kind of told us that they're very concerned and they have oil rigs out there. They're using corrects at 9,500. And I don't think by any means that this is over. We've also seen with our research team in Italy, the Frascati Institute, Dr. Zangari, that the Gulf of Mexico, the loop current has been now disconnected from the North Atlantic Drift, which forms the current going to Europe. This is now disconnected. So,
yeah, that occurred. I think they started noticing that disconnect around April last year, something like that, and it's stayed disconnected. That also, they predicted that would make a much colder Europe as a result of that.
Well, they were already predicting heading into an ice age, but this kind of sped it up quite a bit. I mean, maybe it would take to 2050 or 60 to get really bad, but I think that talking to them and other scientists at Rutgers campus, I think some really rapid changes are going to occur in the next 3 to 5 to 10 years, and probably a lot more shocking than we want to hear.
All right, sorry, go on.
Yeah, so I want to tell us your kind of overall analysis. We've got plenty of volcanoes that can cause winter. We've got, you know, magnetic pole shifts and Earth pole shifts. We've got also the collapse of the magnetosphere that protects us from ultraviolet and cosmic background radiation. We're really heading toward a time of very cataclysm and judgment on this planet, aren't we?
Well, it's definitely of biblical proportions. And this ice age that you're talking about is on the news. Yeah, if the pole shift does occur, where the planet does shift on its axis from where it is now, it could produce sudden freezing because of the effects I've talked about in my new polar gravitational theory, cause so sudden a freezing that it would be like the mammoths were caught with their last meal and they were chewing and they were quick frozen. It's not a gradual thing in some cases. It'll be instantaneous Arctic air coming down from the upper jet stream area and just dropping down onto you and freezing whatever it hit.
Yeah, in fact, I worked with the people who were in that team that exhumed a woolly mammoth back some 30 years ago from Ellesmere Island, and when they exhumed it, it had tusks 26 feet long, and it had food in its mouth. They estimated it was around 6 times the size of an average African elephant or giant. And apparently they expected it was frozen. It was like literally dropping it in liquid nitrogen is the way they described it.
It's spooky, and we've all heard of microblasts coming down from the jet stream and cutting a wide swath through trees and stuff. And this could be similar type effect, but with the cold air.
Yeah, that would be like the day after tomorrow scenario.
Absolutely.
And I think that's very possible to happen. And most of the work that Dr. Robert Felix has done, put together, suggests that the ice ages happen in as little as 3 years rather than 30 to 60 to 100 years or more. It can happen relatively quickly.
Bill, you know, it worries me. We talk about all this dire change stuff, and I'm sure there are a lot of your listeners that might be frightened by this. And there are going to be some listeners that can't afford to move or can't afford to prepare much for what's coming. And I want to encourage them that the good Lord said that he would provide for us if we call on him.
Exactly. And he's going to give us, in other words, he'll give us a way to survive physically and spiritually for what's coming. And he'll also, it's not just us. I tell people, you can't afford individually to do everything you need to do, even on a basic checklist. But as a group of 6 to 10 families, you can do the basics. And then, as I say, what we can do and what God can do is always sufficient if he wants us to survive and, you know, go beyond this cataclysm. Because there will be survival. So there'll be people that survive on the earth. But there's going to be a lot of devastation.
Well, I've talked to a number of people who have reported into us that saying that they've had dream visions of something like a golden blanket coming down or like a coating over Christian believers in this time that will be the Holy Spirit granting them with extraordinary protection and provision, where even providing food and healing for them like the Old Testament saints had, you know?
Yeah.
So I firmly believe that whatever we need to survive, if we're to live here rather than convert and going up to the heavens, will be provided through the action of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh.
Yeah,
we're still
exactly,
supposed to prepare. The Lord told us to endure until he comes. So even if we prepare and we're taken and the preparations are left behind, I promise you there will be people who will need it.
Yeah, exactly. So where do we go next? In the next number of months, so where's all this data bring us? Where do the models kind of suggest, even though we can't give, you know, concrete specifics, where's all this going?
We need to have a civilian, you know, non-government type reporting group set up, and that they can just do it by email. If you'll notice on the show pictures for today, I do show the phases of the moon and everything. Well, this is because we've had reports from gardeners in Thailand and in Asia elsewhere, and from another radio show host who took his own photos here recently, and we'll be talking to him tonight, about the Earth, the moon from the Earth, that the crescent appears to be shifted at too far, like it's almost like the horns of the Islamic symbol on the flag, you know. And when I started looking into this, well, that's not supposed to happen. So we're getting confirmation of the strange shadows falling on the gardens in Thailand and the attitude which the camera was held at by this radio show host when he took the photos of the moon in the wrong position. And if that's true, if people are seeing the crescent out of where it should be, and that's why I put these links up on the and these images up on the screen, is if it doesn't look like that, get a photo of it with your camera perfectly horizontal to the horizon, mark the date, time, and camera that you used. We'd like to know about it, because this would indicate that the Earth is tilting already.
In fact, it was a report earlier that there were changes that were a couple of days in advance, I think up in the northern, in the near Arctic. Was that an apparent or was it an actual problem with a change in the tilt of the Earth?
What kind of report did you get?
Was a report that was apparently they could see the horizon 2 days earlier than expected.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, I saw that. The sunrise there was 2 days early. And that, you know, I guess they could explain it away, which they tried to do officially, but the reports we're getting from so many places about irregularities in the appearance of the moon and stars in the heavens, I've asked just numerous amateur astronomers, can you tell me anything about it? Southern hemisphere, northern hemisphere? No one is answering. And I, you know, that's kind of unusual.
Right. The other thing that's interesting, I went back to some of the history, is the Hebrew calendar was 360 days because at the time the calendar was instituted was before this big event where the Hebrews were taken out of Egypt. And the Egyptians added 5 days called the Days of the Dead after the Earth was modified by this event that occurred. There were 5 extra days, so it was a 365-day calendar. So something very cataclysmic happened at the time to change the number of days it took for the Earth to orbit around the sun.
That's right. And basically what it did was it changed the spin rate of the Earth and slowed it down. And if you think about it, when a ballerina is spinning fast on, one toe and she moves her arms out, she slows down. So like the Earth being the ballerina, if the surface of the Earth moved out a bit, it would slow it down and make more days in the year. Do you see the parallel?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that makes total sense. In other words, it would rotate slower because the arms are being pushed away from the center.
Right. So, I've looked at the things that Velikovsky had to say about the world's inclusion in ancient days, and, you may not agree with everything he says, but the thoughts there that these massive astronomical events in our solar system have caused some of the plagues and disasters recorded by the ancients, whether it be biblical, Egyptian, Mayan, whatever. It's brought that to the forefront as a possibility, and I think modern scientists are now starting to actually correlate that data. And as I said in my last program with you, I've calculated an orbit that has to be filled, or it may be filled, we can't determine it, which could be the Planet X orbit they're talking about, with a mean orbit out 250 times the distance of Earth from the sun. And its orbit is 3,600 years plus or minus 12 years,
which is
what the ancient documents have been kind of alluding to.
Isn't that remarkable? And that announced the identification of a possible supergiant gas giant in the Oort cloud they call Teish.
Apparently
the ancient Greek, mythology was that Teish's brother was Nemesis, which, believe it or not, is the name of this dwarf star. So.
Yes, it all kind of adds up, doesn't it, Bill?
It adds up a little too easily, unfortunately, and it fits with not only ancient documents but modern astronomy. Hopefully, new data as it comes out. If you have any new data any day, please contact me immediately. We'll get in touch with the studio to get you to pop on the air.
All right, I will do that, Bill.
I really appreciate it. Visit standale.com, support what Stan is doing in Hollydale. Get the materials, get prepared. If you're not, and also get prepared spiritually for what's going to happen, because what we can do and what God is always sufficient. Now, thanks very much, Stan, and we'll be back in a moment with Hour 2, our Health and Wellness Hour, and you don't want to miss Hour 3, the news reports and analysis with Tim Alexander, Lert Sterling, and Alexander Bachman, and more. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.